psychological hooks. This is your ultimate weapon to defeat the monster of low attention plaguing us in the 2020s and beyond. If you want to get loads of views on your videos, on your podcasts, but you need to master this psychological tactics that the Diary of a CEO are using in their videos so you can grow your channel and your podcast today. So today I'm going to go through all the tactics that the Diary of a CEO has used. I spent the last week researching every single title that they've been using in the last few months to find patterns within those which we can use ourselves to improve our titles and get more views and higher impact for your show and your podcast and your channel. So the first blueprint is the authority anchor. Start with an expert's name or the role to confer instant credibility and social proof. This immediately signals trustworthiness. Use the structure, expert role, and then a strong claim. So why is this effective? Well, if you have an anchor of the expert at the start of your title, that instantly signals your show is high credibility and therefore trustworthy. And then if you couple that with a strong claim or a controversial claim, that is attention grabbing. And a credible person with an attention grabbing insight is a very intriguing piece of content. And therefore, a lot of people will click through and watch the video, especially if your video promises what has been said in the title. The second blueprint is the transformation promise. Every listener demands to know, what's in it for me? How does it benefit me? Why should I care, right? So if you frame the benefit, then that will allow the viewer to know exactly what's in it for them and why they should click onto your video. Because a lot of the time people listen to podcasts or watch YouTube channels to improve themselves and gain a new insight so they can change their behavior and get a desired outcome, right? So if we have a transformation in the title, a lot of the viewers will be either at the start of their journey of transformation or halfway through. And if you promise in your video that after watching it, they'll know a little bit more about the problem they're facing and they'll be a step closer to their full transformation by framing that in the title, then people will click on your video as a consequence. So for example, in a recent video, they titled it "The Fastest Way to Burn Visceral Dangerous Fat." Why is that effective? Well, a lot of people are suffering from high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Heart disease is one of the biggest, or heart-related diseases or artery clogging diseases are one of the biggest causes of death in especially developed countries in the 21st century and the 20th century. And a lot of people are on cholesterol pills or need to watch their diet because they are gaining too much weight. So the Diary of a CEO said the fastest way to burn a visceral dangerous fat will increase friction, because a lot of the time people will not listen to complex solutions to their problems. They want to know the quickest, easiest, simplest way, because our brains are energy saving machines. They are actually very, very lazy. They're trying to give us the quickest way to solve a problem or do a thing, because we want to save energy. More energy we have, the higher chance we can run away from a predator in the wild or survive longer without food. It's all inbuilt in our human nature and our psyche. So by putting in your title, the fastest way to solve a problem that's genuinely affecting a lot of people, like high cholesterol and visceral fat, people will click onto your video because they're suffering from that problem and they want to know the quickest way, and you're promising that in your title. Also, dangerous fat is another great use of language, because by saying dangerous fat, just after visceral as well, a lot of people won't know what visceral means, but they sure as hell know what dangerous means. They know some fats can be dangerous and they probably have a lot of fat on them themselves, and they're worried, they're scared, they're fearful about this problem that they have. And guess what? Fear is the biggest motivator when it comes to human behavior. So if we add a bit of fear in our titles like the CEO does by adding fear-based language in our titles like dangerous or mistake or crisis or war, that's going to increase the click-through rate, because people are scared, people are fearful. That's kind of the default of the human psyche for most people. And they want to either loathe in that fear or they want a solution to that fear. So by providing that in the title, we're going to get more clicks as a consequence. You need to use problem-solving language to promise that they'll learn, change, or improve their lives or circumstances. If you add that in your title, then you're going to get more views. It's as simple as that, especially if you couple it with some dangerous or fear-based language, which we'll get to more in detail later in this video. But blueprint three is the loss aversion warning. Nothing drives a click like fear, like I just said. Frame your content around negative outcomes or mistakes, because by tapping into the primal, deep-rooted fear that we have as humans of losing time, money, or status, that will increase the chance of people clicking on your video by 100, 1,000, 1,000,000%. We're all status conscious. We all don't want to be kicked out the tribe, because when we were hunter-gatherers, if we were kicked out the tribe, that would mean instant death for us. So anything that triggers that deep monkey lizard brain, the limbic system, the amygdala, these fear-based parts of our brain, where it could either threaten our status or actually help us increase our status, like the earlier blueprint I just said about transformation. If we frame our titles using language that indicates if we watch this, we will avoid losing status, losing money, losing time, or if we watch this, we will gain status, money, and time, then more people will click through on our videos as a consequence, even without meaning to. It's just so built in to human nature, this scarcity mindset, this fear, this just neuroses of, am I losing my status? Am I losing my wealth? Am I losing my time? Am I going to die if I don't know this information or if I don't watch this video? So by, and most of that is unconscious, by the way, they're not thinking, oh yes, I really care about my status. So if I watch this video on how to avoid losing status or losing respect, which I'll get to later as another example, it will increase my status. They'll be like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, I don't want to lose respect, but they won't know why, and then click on the video blindly. A lot of the time, the title and thumbnails are so good at grabbing attention quickly that people don't even think consciously or deeply about whether they're going to watch a video. They're not like, do I watch this one or this one? They just see the title using the tactics we're going through today and the thumbnail and then just click on it. And that's why the Diary of a CEO is succeeding, because they have limbically hijacked you by triggering these deep psychological fears and mechanisms in our brain that has evolved over tens of thousands, millions of years. And that increases the chance of us clicking once those are triggered. The next one is, quickly, as an example, using urgent commands like never, mistake, or run. That's an example of how you can trigger these deep-rooted psychological mechanisms. And if those are triggered, we're more likely to click on those videos. Another example is, authenticity is quietly sabotaging you. Do this and they'll lose respect, or they'll stop respecting you. So authenticity is quietly sabotaging you. Do this and they'll stop respecting you. The fact that the Diary of a CEO has used you in the titles, 90% of people listen to podcasts alone, right? So by putting you or your in the title, it directly hits the viewer's heart and their brains, and it makes it feel like it's directed at them and nobody else. And sabotaging you, again, is negative loss aversion language. And do this and they'll stop respecting you. Well, they don't specify what it is. So the lack of specificity makes us curious. It creates a curiosity gap in our brains, because we want to know what the thing is that will stop us from being respected. But the Diary of a CEO don't reveal it. They hide it from us, which is the Zeigarnik effect. The Zeigarnik effect is basically leaving an open loop. Humans hate open loops, right? That's why there's often dark romance novels with a guaranteed no cliffhanger promise, because we hate open loops. But we hate them, but it keeps us hooked on. The reason why we hate them is because we can't stop thinking about it. Therefore, if we actually use the Zeigarnik effect and use open loops in our titles alongside the fear-based language, the negativity-based language, like authenticity is quietly sabotaging you, that goes against popular belief. Everyone says, be your authentic self. But the Diary of a CEO is saying, authenticity is secretly sabotaging you. That's another psychological mechanism called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is when a pre-existing belief we have is contradicted by a new belief, and we have to choose between those two beliefs, which one we believe. Do this, like I said, curiosity gap, it's an open loop because we don't know what that thing is yet. And the only way to know what that thing is by clicking on the video. This is why they're getting 13 million subscribers, is because they're using every single psychological trigger in the book that we know about in human nature and in psychology to increase the chances of people clicking onto their videos. And then they'll stop respecting you. Again, that's loss aversion. We don't want people to stop respecting us. We have such a scarcity mindset. We have to fit in with the tribe. And therefore, by saying, do this thing, which I haven't told you about, and they'll stop respecting you, that triggers our deep need for status and to fit in with the group. Because like I said, if we were out of the group in hunter-gatherer times, we were out of our tribe, we would die because we wouldn't have enough resources. We wouldn't have enough support. We'd get eaten by a large predator, probably die of a disease because there's no one there to treat us, or we'd die from the elements because we weren't in this nice warm tribe full of our peers. Therefore, if we leverage language that triggers that and makes us feel like if we don't watch this, we will be kicked out of the tribe, people will click on to the video. Use of negative language is, and the risk of making a mistake, triggers our deep need to fit in and get respect from the group and from others. This problem of not fitting in can only be solved if we click on their video and watch the episode, right? It's absolutely genius from the Diary of a CEO. And you could say it's unethical, but I don't think it is because every other YouTuber is doing it. But the Diary of a CEO are just doing it best at the moment. And the fourth blueprint to improve your channel's titles and podcast titles using tactics from the Diary of a CEO themselves is specificity and structure. Titles with numbers often increase clicks by about 36%, and using explicit figures or lists to signal concreteness is super effective because it increases your perception of certainty if you use a specific number. So say I said 2% of people are dying because of this versus 2.4% of people are dying because of this. For some reason, the 2.4%, because it's more specific, it just sounds more credible. It sounds more trustworthy. Therefore, people are going to have a higher likelihood of clicking onto your video. But make sure to keep your titles punchy, ideally 8 to 15 words, and use colons, like the two dot quotations, to break the title up basically and make it more scannable, because a lot of the time we just scan titles. We don't like sit there and read, really focus on it. No, we just scan it quickly. A few milliseconds is all you have to persuade the viewer to click onto your video. So if we break it up into chunks, it makes it easier to scan and therefore easy to comprehend and therefore more likely for people to understand it and make a decision of whether they want to click onto the video or not. And the example of this is, these are the only five jobs that remain in 2030. So there's a few different tactics the Diary of a CEO have used in this example. But first of all, using the number five triggers our scarcity bias and it's specific. They could have just said these jobs won't be here by 2030, but these five jobs will be the only ones that are going to be here by 2030. That specificity makes it sound more credible, makes it sound more trustworthy, but also more scarce, because five is a very low number. That triggers our scarcity bias. We have a bias to think of things as being scarce, and that's a part of our negativity bias, always naturally thinking of the negatives. An example of scarcity bias is we're more likely to get more pain, at least double the pain from losing $100 versus gaining $100. The idea of scarcity triggers our fear again. It's that fear-based thing. If I have one piece of meat in the tribe, in the hunter-gatherer times, if I lose that, I'm much more scared of that because then I have zero. But if I gain a new one, that's great. But I'd rather have some meat than by losing stuff, by decreasing things, our resources, our time, our money, our status, makes us just have such a worse reaction to it. A decrease in status, a decrease in time through aging makes us more scared. Or if we lose 100 pounds, it makes us way more fearful and get way more of a response than gaining status, gaining money, gaining time. Because if we lost status, lost resources, and lost time back in the day, we would have a much higher chance of dying, even if the gain and the loss are equal. So by having a scarce number, these are the only five jobs to remain in 2030 that leverages our scarcity mindset and therefore increases our chances of clicking on the video. And a few other reasons why this is such an effective segment in that title. It was on about AI and how AI is going to steal all your jobs. Again, leveraging fear-based scarcity mindset, negativity bias in the human condition, the human psyche, because let's be real, AI are going to create loads of different jobs and remove a lot of the bad jobs and therefore make us free from doing those, which is, I think, a net positive. But because we have such a negative bias, such a scarcity bias, we have a fearful response to AI. And by including these are the only five, and then coupling that with by 2030, that adds urgency because 2030 is half a decade away, which isn't that long away. That's a deadline. Humans react very highly to deadlines. If you give yourself 2 days to complete an essay, it will take you 2 days. If you give yourself 2 weeks to complete an essay, you'll take 2 weeks. That's Parkinson's law, right? By saying 2030, that's around the corner. 5 years is not a long time when it comes to being employed, right? And by talking about a very fundamental part of human nature and modern society, which is fundamental for our society, which is fundamental for our survival, which is having a job or not, that again triggers our deep-rooted fear of losing resources and losing status. If we are jobless in the modern era, that means we stop making money and therefore our chances of dying and starving and our life going into turmoil is incredibly high. So by adding this new emergent fear-based word, which is AI, with the scarcity of only five jobs remaining, by 2030, urgency, deadline, not long away, that gives us a scared reaction, a feeling of uncertainty for the future, which is a fundamental part of the human condition, being scared about the future. And if we can predict the future, or at least pretend that we can predict the future by using language like this, and using expert credentials, like the AI safety expert in this title example, people will trust that and be scared and want to know what they can do and want to know about it so they can be more prepared for when AI steals all our jobs, apparently, and therefore they'll click on to the video. It's just that negativity bias, that fear-based language triggering our deep-rooted psychological fear of loss, of losing status, money, and resources, which the Diary of a CEO has been using continuously for the past few months and years, which has helped them gain over 13 million subscribers as of recording this. And it's only growing more and more and more. You know, the emotional triggers are the most fundamental part of the Diary of a CEO's title, coupled with the expert credentials anchored at the start of the video. They intentionally create the curiosity gap, like I mentioned earlier, a moment of unresolved tension that the brain is so compelled to close. That open loop is exactly what forces people to click alongside the expert credentials and the emotional response. It's leveraging the Zeigarnik effect, like I again mentioned earlier. But the title is only half the fight, right? You must master the visual hook. And what is the visual hook, the visual mind hack, the thumbnail? The thumbnail determines 65% of the click decision. I did not know it was that much before doing this research. That means only 35% of the click decision is based on the title. So we should really be spending more time thinking about the thumbnail, because you could have the best conversation in the world, or the best video in the world, or the best title in the world, but almost 70% of the click decision is based off of what the thumbnail looks like. So how can we improve our thumbnails? Well, I'll give you a few tips, but I'll do another video on that And if you want direct one-to-one feedback and thumbnail advice specifically for podcasting to help you improve your podcast, top link in the description for that. I'll tell you more about that at the end of the video. But in terms of a thumbnail hack or tip that I can give you right now, well, stop using a cluttered thumbnail. Stop using group photos. Stop using different pieces of text flying around the thumbnail. Stop doing too many people in your thumbnails and different fonts. You need to keep it as minimal as possible. Even the rule of one, for example, including one person in the thumbnail like Modern Wisdom does in their podcast episodes is effective. But the Diary of a CEO have been doing two people. So Stephen, the host, and the expert. But they've only been adding Stephen once the Diary of a CEO has been gaining traction because Stephen wasn't a credible and well-established thought leader at that time because the show wasn't as popular. But once the show became more popular, they started adding Stephen to the thumbnails because more people recognized him. Therefore, that was effective. But they've also been doing the text in the thumbnails as well, which again leverages the things we're talking about, the fear-based language, the trigger of loss aversion, of scarcity, the emotional language that triggers an emotional reaction, a click on the video or feeling of anxiety or fear or a need for transformation, or and also the curiosity gap and the open loops and just very, yeah, open loop, emotionally triggering, limbically hijacking language and copy in the thumbnails. They've been doing that, the two guests and the text, for a while, but what they've started adding recently is the AI images in the background. So guest here, the host here, looks like they're talking to each other. The emotionally triggering, limbically hijacking text, which is utilizes all the things we've been saying today, you know, the expert credential or the urgency, or like by using a deadline, the emotional hook, all of these different techniques that increase our scarcity mindset, our fear, and also our FOMO, fear of missing out, and these open loops by not specifying what this thing is, which can transform our life or destroy our life, basically. That's what they do by using certain words and languages, uses of language and phrases. But they've also been adding AI in the images as well, which again emphasizes our craving for visual. I think we process pictures about 60,000 times faster than words. And whenever I'm looking at the Diary of a CEO thumbnail, when they have the AI images, my mind and eyes instantly go onto the visual, the AI picture that they've used. It's crazy how effective it can be if you use the right image. And I'll get to that in a later video and in on my promo podcast blueprint, top link in the description. But how can we improve the visuals of that? So bold text, maybe an AI image if you're good at crafting AI images, and I can give you tips of that in other videos. But your face is your weapon. A clear human face activates attention in just 75 milliseconds. So if you use a high arousal picture of your face, either shocked or surprised or happy, so positive or negative emotions rather than just a bland face, it will increase the click-through rate because it's a dominant, effective design using a expressive emotional face. We're just so quick at reading that because, again, we've evolved to read people's emotions, read people's behaviors, read people's facial expressions to ensure we get along with them and don't get kicked out the tribe. This visual priming builds trust. Also, final tip, remember to do what the Diary CEO do with language and use power words. Introduce the listener's problem, their conflict, build an emotional peak, and end with a resolution. And this leverages the peak end rule for maximum memory and retention. We only remember the peak of the story, of the video, so the most engaging part, the most emotional part, and then the end of the video. So you've got to make sure those two pieces are super, super effective and impactful. And some examples of power words that the Diary of a CEO use that you can use yourself is like mistake, destroying, fastest, ultimate, secret, shocking. All of these tap into aspirational or fear-based motivation, which are fundamental parts of human behavior and whether we click onto something. and also optimize for SEO and the algorithm. And a great way to increase your SEO performance in your video titles is to do the credential anchoring at the start. Like I said, the CEO or the number one heart health expert or the cancer expert. The fact that they do the as well is super effective. So instead of just doing cancer expert or number one cancer expert, they do the number one cancer expert. The is indicating that they're the only one. Again, the scarcity. They're the only cancer expert that you need to listen to. They're the only one that exists. So if you miss out, again, leveraging the FOMO, if you miss out on the number one cancer expert's advice or the sleep doctor's advice, you're going to miss out because there's no other sleep doctor experts according to this powerful use of language. It singles that one expert out from the crowd of people in their industry and makes it certain that you'll click onto their video, because otherwise you'll miss out on transforming your life or ruining your life. If you don't watch the video, you will ruin your life. That's how they frame it, really, at a fundamental level. It's either watch this to improve your life, or if you don't watch this, you will ruin your life. And because we have such a high negativity bias, that CEO has continuously been increasing their use of negative language, mistake, avoid, war, crisis, because they know as humans, we have super high emotional responses to negativity versus positivity. So that's something you can try in your titles to get more views and grow like the Diary of a CEO has been doing. I've been using their title tactics and made AI formulas and templates that I use by combining the template with my transcript on AI and getting it to give me examples that use the template from the Diary of a CEO using their tactics that I've described in this video. And it's helped me become Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcast and gain over 4 million views in the past 4 months, get my dream guests on like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, best-selling author and scientist Matt Ridley, my absolute hero Bertie Gregory, who had 4, 5, 6 of his own Disney Plus presented wildlife film shows, and as amongst 60 plus other best-selling authors, leading academics and CEOs on my podcast. And I started it all from my bedroom using my laptop remotely. And today I'm going to show you exactly how you can do the same. And that's by joining my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. If you want more tips and actual one-to-one feedback with me in the live weekly calls, then this is exactly for you. If you want to become a pro podcast, even if you don't have a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of resources, or no followers, it doesn't matter. I now have over 60,000 monthly listeners on my main YouTube channel by leveraging the tactics I've spoken about, but also all the other secret ones that I uncover and expose in my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint on score.com, full of video courses which go through the step-by-step blueprint I use, the exact blueprint I use. No bullshit, nothing hidden, complete and utter secrets exposed. Because the Diary of a CEO, Joe Rogan, Lex Friedman, Mel Robbins, all of these big podcasters don't tell you what they're doing because they want to keep it from you. They don't want you to know how fun it is and amazing it is and easy it is to become a pro podcaster in 2025, because that adds competition for them. But, you know, screw it. I'm going to give you all of my tactics I've used to help me grow exponentially since starting from scratch in my bedroom 4 months ago. If you're interested, top link in the description, you'll get all my email templates, AI templates, my Diary of a CEO title formula AI template, step-by-step blueprint of exactly what I do and continue to do to this day to get big guests, go viral, create high viral potential clips, and much more. And you'll also get live weekly calls with me every single Monday. And guess what? Someone's already joined. You're very early. The first 25 spots get it half price, but it's 24 now because Rob Hoff has joined from Amsterdam and is already reaping the benefits that you could be benefiting from if you join the program with him. And guess what? You could become friends with him and me potentially if you join this program. Me and Rob are actually very, very similar. So if you're watching this and you've watched my main channel, or you're wanting to become a podcaster and you're interested in self-improvement and just a curious person, right? This is a growing community for you to connect and network with people who are just like you and who can come onto your show or give you tips alongside me in the process. So if you actually want to become a pro podcaster and start taking this podcast game seriously and want guidance from a pro like me, like Rob's getting, that you're not getting right now, top link in the description, and I will see you there. I'm rooting for you. Use the tactics I said in this video. Join the program. You won't regret it. Goodbye. You can get it half price now, but that will be ending very, very soon. See you later.